Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. Go to digitalmarketingessentials.com.au to learn about our popular upcoming digital marketing workshops and become the leading real estate authority in your local market. I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for listening. According to our 2015 Real Estate Industry Social Media Marketing Survey, 85% of real estate professionals said they use social media to market either themselves as individual agents or their agency. In more recent years, most social media platforms have made it harder for all brands and individuals to reach their followers for free. You've likely noticed this yourself. In the olden days of social media, if you posted something to Facebook, for example, it was more than likely that 90% or more of your followers would see what you posted. Today, average organic reach for a brand page on Facebook is less than 4%. And some are predicting that this will reach 0% in the coming months as Facebook's latest algorithm changes take effect. This is bad news for real estate agents and agencies who aren't paying to promote their content. The days of free promotion on social media are well and truly over. This is the danger that we all face when we use someone else's platform to promote our business. They can change the rules whenever they like, and we, as business professionals, need to consider which platforms will be most effective for communicating with our clients and prospects. According to a study by Marketing Sherpa, only 17% of consumers prefer social media to receive promotional content from brands. Social media has the word social in it for a very good reason. And if we're only ever talking about our own businesses, we're really just interrupting why people use social media in the first place, which is to catch up on the latest with their friends, family, and the things that they care about most. On the flip side, the same research by Marketing Sherpa found that 72% of people prefer to receive promotional messages from brands via another channel. Can you guess what it is? It's email. Social media is no doubt a powerful medium to engage with our clients and prospects on a more human level. But when it comes to which channel performs better for communicating our marketing messages, there really is no competition. People prefer email. Not only that, when you send someone an email, you're guaranteed that they're going to get it. They may not open it, but you're sure as anything that they're going to get it. Sadly, the same cannot be said for social media anymore. According to their State of Email research in 2016, GetResponse found that for every $1 invested in email marketing, it generates an average return of $38. While it's clear that email has a much better engagement and response rate than social media, you may be thinking it's far too difficult to get people to give you permission to email them, as opposed to just getting them to become a fan on Facebook or a follower on Instagram, for example. But that's certainly not the case. Take Ben Collier from McGrath Estate Agents, for example. Considered as one of Australia's top agents, Ben is highly regarded by his peers and the number one agent for the McGrath network 2 years running. In addition to all of their other marketing activities, Ben and his team find time to publish an article to their website every Thursday, focused on local development activity, property, and lifestyle trends within the eastern suburbs of Sydney. 90 days following the launch of his new website, more than 600 local homeowners had already opted in to receive Ben's weekly email covering his latest article. In an industry where agents would be lucky to get more than 20% open rate and 4% click-through rate on their emails, Ben's weekly article receives above 40% open rate and 13% click-through rate consistently every week. How would you like those numbers in your business? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should give up on social media. In fact, social media can be an integral part of growing your email list by using things such as Facebook ads and LinkedIn articles to get people back to your website and turn your social media fans into followers on your email list. What I am saying is that rather than getting lured into the hype of social media, just stop for a moment and consider whether it's really the best marketing channel to be focusing your limited time and effort. The question I'll leave you with this week is this. If you were your own potential client, What content would you be happy to hand over your email address for? Start there. Good luck. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Pros. Don't forget to visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au and register for one of our upcoming workshops. I hope to see you there. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.